Penn Kimball, author of The File, had been declared a potential traitor and didn't even know it. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1946, Penn Kimball's resume had shaped up rather well. A member of a well-to-do Connecticut family, educated at Princeton and Oxford, stints on the magazine U.S. News and the newspaper PM, a captain in the Marine Corps. Out of the service, Kimball took the exams for a foreign service job.
Between the time of passing them and learning that I had passed them, Time magazine offered me a job, and so I grabbed it. That looked great to a returning Marine.
Little did he know, his application for a government job had triggered a security investigation.
I thought, gee, I had it made. I had a wonderful office up high in Radio City, and I could look out my window and sail paper airplanes at the skating rink. It was thrilling and exciting to be at work and not eating Spam and sitting in the foxholes.
Instead of the government came jobs with the New Republic, the New York Times, some dabbling in politics, and finally as a journalism professor at Columbia. Now we are up to 1977. A memo about Kimball turned up in the files of columnist Joseph Alsop. It had been written 30 years earlier by Arthur Schlesinger, Jr., founder of the Americans for Democratic Action, whom Kimball had met just once.
I maybe contradicted something Arthur had said, and maybe contradicted it in forceful terms. So he went back and he wrote up a memo that this fellow Kimball was a cool party liner at least, unquote, and sent that to Joe Alsop.
Kimball began to wonder what else may have been said about him over the years. So under the Freedom of Information Act, he asked the government for copies of his security file.
It took me 8 months of back and forth and back and forth to get anything. And then all of a sudden, one day in the mail, in a plain brown wrapper, came these 99 documents, which represented an investigation made in the year 1946, which ended up defining me as a national security risk.
What had Kimball done to make him so dangerous to his country? A further look at The File by Penn Kimball, next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Columbia University journalism professor Penn Kimball was shocked when he heard that 30 years earlier he had been declared a security risk. He writes about it in his book, The File. It all began at the end of World War II, when investigators began a security check after Kimball applied for a foreign service job. At the time, he was working for Time magazine.
I seemed to be doing all right. The White House correspondent at Time said I was okay. The publisher said I was okay. But then the investigators began going around in the corridors of Time, of which there are many, and they found one researcher and one writer who said they weren't sure about me. One of them said they had overheard me say something favorable about Tito once, and the other one said that, well, this fellow is one of these young liberals who was always trying to prove his manhood by taking the side of labor.
Kimball had been a member of the American Newspaper Guild when he worked on the newspaper PM in the early 40s.
There were factions that described themselves as anti-communists, and there were factions that described themselves as being against red baiting or what have you. It turned out that years later, when the investigators went around and said, what about this fellow Kimball, many of the people who had been involved in the New York highly charged political atmosphere didn't feel that I was altogether reliable because I wasn't on their side.
Kimball demanded his government file under the Freedom of Information Act and found that he had been branded a potential traitor.
I used to dine out for years and pass around my security file at the table and everybody saying this is ridiculous and so forth. But the more I thought about it, you know, the more outraged I became, because I'm now 68 years old and I don't like the idea that for half of my life I've been carried as a national security risk on the books of the government.
Penn Kimball wrote his book, The File, published by Harcourt, Braze, and Jovanovich, to help get things off his chest.
I also have every intention to try to do something to go down and make the United States government say they violated my due process, they declared me a national security risk, and I want them to declare that null and void.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.